I pointed out that a war had been declared on the Irish people and that looking at the case from the most selfish point of view, we had to consider our own position. We were asked, evidently, to take part with the military in beating our own people. I might find myself shooting the mother of one of my comrades, while he would be shooting my mother in Galway. I pointed out that in a war, one of two things must happen. We had either to win or lose. I assumed that we would win the war with the assistance of the British military. When we had defeated our own people, the British military would return to their own country, and we would remain with our own people, whom we had, with the assistance of the British government, crushed and defeated. That would be the best side of our case. If we lost the war, the position would still be worse. I suggested that instead of going on transfer, we would hold the barracks and refuse to hand over the British military. We had bombs, rifles and revolvers and any amount of ammunition. There was no reason why we could not hold the barracks at least for a few days. To this, I got a rousing cheer from each and every man. They immediately agreed that we would refuse to hand over the barracks. When County Inspector Power O'Shea arrived on the 17th, we were lined up in the day room on parade. He commenced to lecture us on the seriousness of our attitude regarding the refusal to go on transfer and explained that the military had to be in the barracks at 12 noon on that date and that the same applied to all headquarters stations in Munster. When I spoke up on behalf of the men, the county inspector cut me short by saying, "Do you refuse to obey an order of the divisional commissioner, an order that applies to all Munster and bring discredit on the police force?" I replied that I refused. "Then," he said, "you had better resign." I then stepped forward and said, "Accept my resignation now." The county inspector, after some hesitation, said, "Anybody else prepared to resign?" The 14 constables then stepped forward, each saying, "I resign, I resign," until the whole 14 had tendered their resignations.